This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to dozens of criminal counts for mishandling some of the U.S. government's most sensitive secrets and scheming to prevent their return in a historic appearance Tuesday in federal court. The former president and the favorite to fight next year's election for the Republicans gave himself up to U.S. Marshals in Miami for a brief hearing that set up the unprecedented scenario of a White House race litigated from the courtroom as well as the ballot box. U.S. President Joe Biden is determined to say as little as possible about his predecessors becoming the first ex-president to face federal charges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Facing his own special counsel probe into classified documents, number two House Republican Steve Scalise is among those saying the president weaponized the Justice Department.
I have a good day for the idea that justice should be blind.
But the president's adamant.
I have never once, not one single time, suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met with President Joe Biden in the Oval Office at the White House on Tuesday, telling the U.S. leader Ukraine was making progress against Russia.
And the support that we are providing together to Ukraine is now making a difference on the battlefield as we speak, because the offensive is launched and Ukrainians are making progress.
He added Ukrainians are making advances and gaining ground in their counteroffensive, but that it was still early days in Kyiv's renewed push against Russia's invasion. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Johannesburg is due to host a U.S.-Africa trade summit later this year, but a group of U.S. lawmakers wrote a letter saying it should be moved, citing South Africa's, quote, deepening military relationship with Russia. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In the U.S. letter, lawmakers said they were seriously concerned that hosting the summit in South Africa would serve as an implicit endorsement of South Africa's damaging support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. South Africa has declared its neutrality in the Ukraine conflict, which Russia calls a special military operation. However, the letter also appeared to back up an accusation by the U.S. ambassador to South Africa that a sanctioned Russian vessel collected weapons at a South African naval base last year. South African officials say they are not aware of such an arms transfer and have launched an independent inquiry.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday pledged federal support for rebuilding a major U.S. highway after a portion collapsed in the northeastern U.S. city of Philadelphia over the weekend, snarling traffic and upending commutes. Buttigieg toured the scene and met with Pennsylvania state officials. He said the federal government plans to provide emergency funding to help with the rebuilding, but did not offer a timeline on restoring the highway that's used by about 160,000 vehicles a day. British police said a man had been arrested on suspicion of murder after three people were found dead on the street in the central English city of Nottingham on Tuesday, and three were injured after an attempt to run them over with a van. Detectives said they had an open mind about the motive for the linked incidents, which began just after 4 a.m., and added counterterrorism officers were working on the investigation, although they said that was normal. Paul McCartney says artificial intelligence has been used to create what he calls the last Beatles record. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Paul McCartney is all in favor of artificial intelligence. He tells the BBC that Peter Jackson, the director of the 2021 documentary The Beatles Get Back, used AI to separate John Lennon's voice from an old demo. McCartney said it gave them a pure vocal to mix for a song to be released later this year. McCartney did not name the song, but the BBC says it's likely an unfinished 1978 track called Now and Then. McCartney also said AI is how he was able to duet virtually with Lennon in concert at the Glastonbury Festival last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.